The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Beetle bodies tend to come in two varieties, strong and stout, and extremely slender. Turns out, the distinct physiques make some beetles expert escargot feeders with distinct preferences. Snail-feeding beetles living on the islands of Japan show either small or large heads, depending on the size of their mouths. Researchers found that big-headed beetles were too big to push into snail shells, so they relied on their powerful jaws to crush the shells. They chose snails housed in thin shells with small openings that were easier to demolish. Beetles with small heads didn't bother with the thin-shelled snails, as their jaws would be too weak to crush them. Instead, they nosed their way into thick shells with large openings for some tasty escargot. The findings indicate there's an evolutionary trade-off between the strong jaws that make for large heads and weak jaws that allow for smaller heads, a phenomenon scientists call a trade-off between force and fit. You see, beetles evolved to better consume snails, but snails also evolved to better elude the beetles. And it is this evolutionary dance down through the ages that endowed predator and prey with their respective traits.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.